The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Christian Enlightenment and Beyond. This is Dr. Craig, eager to share with you what I believe is the cutting edge of spirituality in our day. In spite of all the calamities in our world, I am filled with hope and joy that we, you and I, and all humanity, are on the verge of a new spiritual awakening. This shift in spirituality is perhaps best expressed by declaring, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And that's what I want to explore with you in these podcasts of Christian Enlightenment and Beyond. No secondhand faith. Part of the problem with faith in our day and down through history is that faith has been this dogmatic thing. Our world religions have offered faith as a kind of take-it-or-leave-it proposition. Faith traditions, in effect, declare our tradition has a lock on the cosmic riddle of your existence. If you want to know who you are and what your life is really all about, just come to our faith, for we have all the answers you need. We can absolutely take away all your doubts and fears. All you have to do is accept what we inculcate and do what we say. All we ask is that you give us your total allegiance. Give us your soul. Well, as the church lady would say, isn't that special? With the cosmic shift that is now taking place spiritually in our age, as we move into the 21st century, we realize that dogmatic faith of whatever tradition will no longer hold. In our human uniqueness, we are compelled to question and to doubt, to seek and to quest for ourselves. Only in this spiritual questing and seeking can we discover a faith that is uniquely our own. In this way of spiritual seeking, we can discover the authentic convictions that give our lives ultimate meaning and a direct relationship with our Creator. Another way of expressing this spiritual quest is that we do not want any second-hand God. All of the major world faiths have an original revelatory experience of the divine in some way, shape, or form. Those, indeed, are true epiphanies that have power and grace. These, indeed, are true spiritual epiphanies that have the power and grace of spiritual enlightenment. But unless we can experience the sacred one of all creation for ourselves, then what does it matter? Do we seek an authentic faith that arises out of our own heart, mind, and soul? Or do we just want a second-hand faith? This does not mean that we reject out of hand the historic world faiths, as Professor Houston Smith has spent his whole career and efforts eloquently and insightfully pointing out. These historic faiths are humanity's wisdom traditions. The greatest spiritual and moral teachings experienced by humankind down through the millennia have been distilled into the shape and form of the major world faiths. So it may well be that we will find a spiritual foundation in one or even several of these world faiths. For example, I have my own stand in this world in the Christ spirit. But this is not the Christ of church dogma. Rather, this conviction is grounded in my own experience of the Spirit of Christ, infusing me with compassion and justice and wisdom and creativity. This spiritual enlightenment gives me my utmost fulfillment and enables me to live in service to God and humanity. Yet I'm also spiritually moved and impacted by the Eastern traditions of Hinduism, Buddhism, and Taoism. In fact, many esoteric and paranormal traditions inform my convictions. Indeed, this is the great spiritual blessing and amazement that is ours in this new era of spiritual enlightenment. We can turn to the fullness of life in all its wondrous dimensions to grow our souls, to go deeper in our enlightenment understandings. One of the most curious aspects of all this is that science goes hand in hand with spirituality to lead us into this new future of enlightenment. It is science that has altered not only the mind, but also the soul. Science has lifted up humanity to be questioning, doubting, and truth-seeking enterprise. And this means putting the dogma of faith under intense scrutiny, as well as every effort under intense scrutiny, as well as every other dimension of life. It is no longer intellectually or humanly honest to simply say, "I believe," that settles it. If we are not only to be authentic human beings, but authentic before God, then we must honestly examine our faith and why we believe it. Science has to do this with every hypothesis it proposes. There must be some proof, some evidence. The great difference is that science works with material, finite objects. That is science's realm of glory, and we are blessed by this careful scrutiny and all the medical, technological, and industrial advances that have been fueled by humankind's endeavor in these scientific realms beyond our wildest imaginings. But while science can tell us the what of things, it cannot tell us the ultimate meaning of all that is, or what is of true and enduring, even eternal value. If there are, in this physical world, experiences that transcend the material and physical objects of our existence, then there is a higher and more sacred realm of being. Any god that could be placed into a test tube for testing in a laboratory would not be God. This would make of God simply another material, finite object. Yet the great irony of our time is that we have repeated spiritual experiences of a similar kind, like, for example, near-death experiences, that are somewhat scientifically oriented because they demonstrate spiritual truth and do so with repeated and yet similar results. Further, people encounter the spiritual realm in a variety of other experiences as well, that for them are more real than anything of this physical earth. To cut to the chase, if we experience that love for another is the greatest meaning in this world, as all of the great world religions teach us, then truly this divine truth is a repeatable phenomenon, a reality beyond science. So, where are you in your faith journey? What convictions do you hold, and why? What values and ultimate meaning center your life and your living? For I believe that our Creator is ever-present to uplift you and guide you into eternal fulfillment and a joy that is not of this world. With that, I sign off, and I thank you for tuning in to Christian Enlightenment and Beyond. If you want to contact me, I'd be glad to receive your concerns or even your criticism. Yes, I welcome it all. you have opportunity to do that right there on the podcast page. So please take advantage of that. I'd love to hear from you. I leave you then with a heartfelt blessing. Know that you are infinitely precious to God, and that God loves you. Know that you have a unique purpose in God, and may all that you do be done in loving service. Know that you are living eternal life in God even now, in this moment, and forever. Amen.